the biggest atlas ever made, currently being designed in Wellington. This atlas will require a continental shelf to store it. This is the Earth Platinum Atlas, giant atlas, measuring 1.8 metres by 1.4. And apparently turning a page is a job for two people. And when it's open, a double page spread is 2.4 metres across. It is unlikely that the atlases or one of them will live in New Zealand. There'll only be 31 of them printed, and they will cost $132,000 each. My word. The biggest atlas made in 350 years. A bigger one was given to Charles II some time back. We are talking to Roger Smith about this giant atlas. Roger, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Roger's a director of geographics, and he's been coordinating the cartography of this big atlas. Well, you'll be pleased this is done.
Yeah, I think we can heave a collective sigh of relief now. It's a big beast, and it's going to be difficult to let it go now we're finished.
I bet. So how did it get started? Speaking, you know, never mind finishing, what was the genesis of this, Roger?
Well, there's this fellow in Sydney, Gordon Cheers, who runs a publishing house, Millennium Publishing, and he's always had a penchant for big books. And we worked with him 2-3 years ago, in 2008, on an earlier atlas, which at the time we thought was pretty huge. We thought it was very huge, but I think subsequently after that was launched, Gordon heard about the clinky atlas, the one you referred to that was put together for Charles II on the Restoration back in the 17th century. And Gordon decided he'd like to have an even bigger one, so that's how it came about. I think it's his way of creating a legacy that will last some years.
Yeah, I understand. You've got a couple of pages on display at the Wellington Town Hall?
We have. The Spatial Expo, in connection with the Surveyors and Spatial Sciences Institute conference, is open to the public today until 4 o'clock down at the Town Hall.
There are just five of you at Geographics who've accomplished all this, correct?
Well, let's be clear. We didn't actually create the whole thing ourselves. We were initially contracted to provide all the relief mapping, which is the visualization of the terrain, if you like, and all the color underpinning the maps. And then we were subsequently asked to take on the coordination of the cartography, which meant in effect that we were working with dozens of cartographers on six different continents. And we felt like foreign exchange dealers at times because we're juggling all these time zones. So a lot of people have contributed to this book, and not even just cartographers. There's a lot of editors and researchers as well. Huge team.
It must look very imposing and handsome.
It's rather heavy. It weighs 150 kilograms. Unfortunately, we've just got the two pages on display, and we've had those printed. They look very impressive, especially when you see page 58 and page 59 in the margin.
What's the significance of pages 58 and 59?
Well, it's a potent reminder that they are actually pages out of a book and not just
a
huge map on the wall.
I see. Yeah, I understand. Where have pre-orders for the Atlas come from?
Mostly the Middle East, I gather. I'm not really privy to all that, but the Atlas definitely has some hold in the Middle East, and it will be targeted pretty much solely to institutions and museums and you know, buildings where the public gather, exhibition halls, this sort of thing.
It'd be a great rich man's or rich woman's gift, though, as well, wouldn't it?
You'd have to have had everything else, really, wouldn't you? like, let's be clear, you need a room to put this thing in.
It sounds magnificent. So what maps are in it, then? They're new maps?
They're all new maps. There's a wide variety. We've covered the whole planet, obviously. They range from world maps down to a series of continental maps, and then another series, again, of regional maps, which are at a larger map scale. And to finish it off, we have some thematic maps dealing with specific sort of environmental information and this sort of thing.
Okay. Are any maps bigger than other maps, if you know what I mean, of areas of the Earth?
Yeah, well, they're all physically the same size maps, but because the scale varies, some of the maps cover the whole of the planet, like we've got some world maps, whereas other ones focus in on a specific part, for example, Southwest Africa.
Right. And you've got orthographic projections. What's a map projection, Roger?
Well, the Earth is quite complicated for cartographers in that it's the surface of a sphere, and most maps are sheets of flat paper. And the trick is to actually get that curved surface onto a piece of flat paper, and that's why we have to project maps. It's a bit like skinning an orange and trying to flatten out the peel. And there's a number of different ways you can go about it, and none of them are perfect. There's always some kind of compromise, but we choose a different map projection to best show the area in question that we're interested in.
Right. So do you imply the curve rather than, you know, actually state the curve, because that's impossible?
Well, depending on what the projection is, we may have curved lines of parallels or meridians running up the page. So, each of these projections is basically a mathematical transformation of coordinates in three-dimensional space onto a two-dimensional piece of paper.
Gee, it's such a science, isn't it?
It is. Well, that's the beauty about cartography. It's got a lot of art. I mean, it's even in the spelling, C-A-R-T. And a lot of art and a lot of science, and that's what makes it such a magical discipline.
So you and your team will be, I presume, very satisfied now that you've done it and you can witness the result.
Yeah, hugely satisfied. Although I think, as you mentioned earlier, we maybe some time before we get to see a finished printed copy of the book.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's going to be printed in Italy. And we may have to travel over to foreign parts to actually see a copy. We did suggest to Gordon, the publisher, that seeing this was such a large book and seeing we had a bit of prowess at sailing as a country, that we could step a mast or two in the cover. Sail some of these things across the seas.
Yes, it sounds big enough.
I think it is. And the cover's wooden, you have to appreciate. It's a leather-covered wooden cover with metal edges. And, of course, the whole thing's hand-bound.
Yes, and any special paper used?
Yes, there was a lot of experimentation that went into the paper and trial and error to find something that could handle handling, if you like, without ripping. And they finally settled on a 250 gram per square meter paper, which, if people aren't familiar with papers, business cards tend to be sort of 250 to 300 grams per square meter.
Okay.
So it's pretty solid stuff.
It's sturdy.
And you need an awful lot of it, because there's only a couple of places on the planet capable of printing this to the desired standards. And with maps particularly, when you get a big, large format map like this, you get registration problems potentially arising with the printing, where the plates can get misaligned over from one end to the other.
Yeah.
So it's a precision business, and they actually waste a lot of paper getting it right. And so this thing will be printed in Milan.
Okay. Despite all the effort you've gone to, it's still just a snapshot, isn't it? I mean, in 30 years it'll be out of date. Or 10 years.
That's true. Any atlas, any map is out of date from the moment it goes to print, really, because we live in a very dynamic world. But it's not really the point. It also provides a snapshot in time, and that makes it a bit of a time capsule sort of iconic, if you like. Gordon is certainly hoping this book will be around in another 400 or 500 years. He wants it to last a lot longer than the Charles II's atlas.
It's a marvellous achievement. And, of course, New Zealand, I gather, will be looking splendid on this.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, we've put a lot of effort into New Zealand. It shines out like a jewel.
Does it? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. How about the universe?
That's what we like to hear. Congratulations, Roger. It's a major accomplishment, and we all want to see pictures of it. And you can have a look at two pages, at least, at the Wellington Town Hall. But well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Jim.
Roger Smith from Geographics in Wellington.